I want to share a couple of scriptures with you this morning out of the New Living Translation of God's Holy and Precious Word. In our society, in our culture, there's a couple of things that happen. Jesus faced that too. Would he want to accept the crown to be King of Israel? Or would he want to accept the cross? Challenging subject. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he recognized the kingship, but he also knew that he had to go to the cross in order to help other people to come into a better relationship and break that bondage over sin and death. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15, that I'll share with you this morning. One day, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John. This was the beginning of his ministry. In the Jordan River. And when Jesus came up out of the waters, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased." And immediately the Holy Spirit compelled Jesus to go off into the wilderness. And he was there for 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was out among the wild animals. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We look at the first parts of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, and John. Because they're similar. That's why we call them synoptic gospels. They're similar. Dr. Luke, in Luke's gospel, come to it from a Gentile Greek doctor, and he come to know the Lord. So John Luke's gospel has a little different take on some of the things. So I want to share with you this morning in Luke chapter 4. And I won't share all of what's in Luke chapter 4, but in Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, basically is a little synopsis of what was read in Mark, chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River, and he was led by the Spirit to go out in the wilderness where the devil tempted him for 40 days. He ate nothing all that time and was very, very hungry. And then the devil tempted him, and a lot of different things we'll look at a little closely here. But Jesus said to him, "You know, devil, it is not nice to tempt the Lord thy God." And he looked in all these different things, and we look at how Satan also knows Scripture, created being of God that knows what the Scripture, but takes and twists them in such a way to challenge us in our faith. Even Jesus was. And Jesus responded, "The Scriptures say, 'Do not test the Lord thy God.'" And when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity called. You see, sometimes when we get tempted and we get past that and we're okay. But the devil is like a roaring lion, always out there seeking to devour anyone that he can. So we have to be on our guard, and we need to know, like Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."